BJ and Jamie.
Well, here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show is live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free app. We're all over America live. And you'll get the podcast after the program. Use it. Whatever you want to do with it. We don't care. It's free, though. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Friday. Friday of a short week, man. It flew by. I love it. I love these short weeks. I need four-day weeks every week.
Every single week.
Every week. I know what you're going to say. You guys only work 4 hours a day. It doesn't hurt you to do 5 days. I get it. But I sure do like the 4 days.
Yeah.
Sure do, man. They go by so fast, too.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is a Friday. A little bit cooler today. They're saying 72 for a high.
It's
you can feel it.
Good.
You
yeah.
can feel it. That front moved through yesterday.
The wind was Woo, wild. Man. I didn't even know what was going on for like straight 30 minutes. It was insane at my house.
It was running to the basement for us.
Yeah.
Tornado. There's a tornado out there.
Was.
What the heck is going on? Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Oh, boy. First of all, it's raining outside.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
Drizzle.
There was a sprinkle on my window. And secondly, last night was the bachelorette planning party.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no. How long did that go? Did you just leave the party? Did you just leave there?
I have the same clothes on.
Yes.
I have the same clothes on that I wore for the... See these leggings?
Yeah.
And this shirt?
I thought it was strange you walked through the door with that glass in your hand.
Well, yeah.
You're still drinking.
You got to keep it going. So.
When's the wedding?
The second. Third.
The second or third of October?
Yeah, whatever the...
When are you going to Nashville?
We're not.
What?
We changed it last night.
Oh, that was the bachelorette plan.
Yeah, we're going to Vegas now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just switched it because it takes... Because Taya can't... she has a meeting on that Friday. So because it's an hour ahead, we wouldn't get there until like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Because she has a meeting. And so now if we go backwards to
Makes
Vegas...
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go, that's so funny, you guys. We were just talking about how Vegas is over. Now we're going to go there.
Yeah. It's a good spot for a party.
Perfect.
Right?
It's actually perfect.
Yeah. Nashville's
and
good.
I'm so excited because last night... So we got everything together. Last night, we booked the gigantic shopping cart tour.
Oh, I've actually seen that.
That's right.
I'm lost.
It's a gigantic metal shopping cart.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's a gigantic metal, like huge. And it has seats in it, and it tours Vegas.
And they roll down the strip in it.
Yeah, in a shopping cart.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, well, it's
a
new.
Shopping cart?
A new, yeah.
Does it look like a standard?
Yep. I'll post a picture of it. It's
What is the allure of that?
It's stupid.
It's just dumb.
Yes. It's just absolutely stupid. So we're taking the shopping cart tour.
You're going to look like a stalk of celery in there in the shopping cart.
Exactly. It's just the dumbest thing. So we're doing all the dumbest things that you can do, like Thunder from Down Under.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's cool.
That's fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. But anyway, it was a long night. Like, it started at 2.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it rolled into a long night.
Yeah.
And
so then I told Kylie, I was like, listen, because she lives right next door to me. And so I said, I'll park my car at my house. I'll walk across the golf course and I'll have one drink.
Yeah, it's the way it always starts.
One drink.
It's the way
right?
it starts. What?
One.
I've done that.
One. One. Hey. Four. Seven.
I got you. I walked into a party once and said, I'll have one drink.
Yeah.
About 12 hours later, I was at Hazelden for 30 days.
What's that?
Rehab.
Oh. I was like, who's Hazelden?
For about 30 days. Hazelden.
Oh, Hazelden.
For about 30 days.
Yeah.
That one drink. All I wanted was one drink, right?
Well, and then trying to walk back across the golf course after 1:47.
Were people playing?
No, it was nighttime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we started at 2.
Oh, okay.
I walked across the golf course last night at 11.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I knew there were bears. I mean, if somebody had videotaped me at 11 o'clock walking across the golf course and thinking I heard bears, they were deer, but I they were bears to me. Yeah.
Oh, God. Did somebody accompany you?
No,
you did it by yourself?
Yeah, it's just right across. It's right across the fairway.
Yeah, yeah. You could have got eaten.
I thought I was going to.
You could have been mauled.
Yeah,
you could have been headlined this morning. Jim Hooley would be out there.
Right, and here's where she died.
Right.
In the middle of the fairway.
The search for Jamie White.
Exactly.
You think she was eaten by a bear.
In the middle of number five.
All right, well, sounds like a party last
yep,
night.
So I'm not going to be great today.
Man.
Not going to be great.
All right, we got this.
I have lots of notes.
We got this.
I have so many notes. I did not know it, but one of my girlfriend is full out like Barbara Bush. You know what I mean?
Lesbian?
Nope.
Barbara Bush.
Natural.
Natural?
Barbara Bush.
Yeah. Barbara Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Full out.
Yeah,
full out.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
more power to her.
I was a little shocked about that. She told us.
So good. That was, all right. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I also know.
Is that in your notes?
It is in my notes because it was brought on by is a person on the television daily. That also is a Barbara Bush.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, yeah. I don't ever go to a party where I get notes like that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is Friday. Jamie says it's a little bit of rain out there already.
Yep, there is.
Yeah. Is it supposed to rain today, all day today?
My Netflix. What? Where's my brain? My, what's
your app?
No, Alexa. The Alexa that woke me up, she said, good morning. And then she said it's going to be showers all day long.
Showers
well,
today.
She told me like where I live. So
I know. Cooler. I'm supposed to play golf different. Today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Nice shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You like this shirt?
I do.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Gives me a Where's Waldo look.
It does. Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Usually people that are bigger don't wear horizontal stripes.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I bought this skinny.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
This
yeah.
is before like four packs of Oreos.
Right.
Yeah. And now, yeah, it broadens me a little bit.
A little bit.
Does
but
it.
Maybe it's more muscular.
Yeah.
You look muscular.
I'm working on dropping a couple before Bar Bingo.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's you got a week.
Yeah. Well, I folded last night. I had a bad night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
I slid backwards.
Well,
slid
okay.
backwards.
It's all right. It's all right.
Probably 15, 16 cookies.
Well, that's all right. You slide backwards. You can move forward. It's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fine.
Today's a new day,
it
Jamie.
Is a new day.
And if I go out and walk a golf course today,
then
you know what? I've worked off the 16 cookies from
but
last
night. I don't know the designer. Who's the designer? Because I've never seen that little weird thing
the
in
the Izod.
That's not Izod. Izod is a little
no,
alligator.
No, they changed it. It's an I and a Z. See?
Oh, it is Izod.
Yeah, it's
oh,
Izod.
Did you go to the outlet store?
Oh, no, Kohl's.
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 Nice.
Kohl's. Home of the Izod.
Yeah.
Home of the Gator.
It's a good-looking shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, they got rid of the Gator. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I like that little Gator.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Wow, you know
Izod.
More about fashion than me.
Yeah, well, you know. I stay plugged in, man. Uh-oh, Spadil's got his hand up.
Izod split off with the alligator thing, and the alligator became Lacoste.
Ah,
yeah.
Makes
so
sense.
It's like its own brand now.
Gotcha.
No
yeah.
kidding. Wow. The alligator moved
just,
on.
Just yeah. walked away.
Get out of here. I thought we'd do a little feature here. Okay. It's a quick feature. Where's Ralphie?
Where's Ralphie? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we're tracking his progress across the country.
The country yeah.
Yesterday morning at this time, remember, we were looking at Ralphie's expedition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's headed back to college in California. He left Colorado a couple of days ago. Yesterday's picture of him out camping with his girlfriend was just phenomenal because he set up like a 5-star restaurant
well,
out
look
there.
At, look
it's
at
amazing.
What they ate yesterday.
And I was just wondering how far he's made it today.
Look at this breakfast that he had. They even did drizzle. They did drizzle.
Really?
They made toast because she's vegetarian. They made avocado toast and they put drizzle over it.
Man,
who puts drizzle
on toast?
Why couldn't he take me on these trips?
Isn't that ridiculous?
I mean,
they're
I'm
camping and they use drizzle.
Tell him Uncle BJ wants to go.
It's so ridiculous. I know it's got drizzle. they did like avocado toast and then they went back and forth with a drizzle over it.
That's
I'm like,
fancy.
What is that? He's in Moab right now.
Okay, so yesterday he was in somewhere else.
Yeah, he
right?
was like he was, by Breck, out by Breck and somewhere.
Yeah, he was yeah. still in Colorado, right?
Right.
So now he's in Utah?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. When's it projected he'll make it to California, the road trip?
September 19th.
What?
Yeah, they're going everywhere.
2 more weeks?
Yeah, they're going all the way to, like, they're going to Idaho. I don't know where all they're going.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're going everywhere.
Oh, I just assumed he'd be there by like Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, this feature's alive and well. I need this at 6:15 every morning. Yeah, where's Waldo?
They're going everywhere.
Yeah, where's Ralphie?
So that's where they're going.
Are they still
going
to skydive?
They are going to skydive.
Nice.
Cool.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan of that. And they're whitewater rafting. I don't know what all they're doing. And they're going to, well, maybe I don't know when they're doing a 14er. I mean, those are here. I don't know.
There's no chance that you could talk him out of the skydiving?
Nope. I already tried.
He's in,
they're
right?
doing it.
Because I'd never do it.
YOLO, Mom.
YOLO. What's YOLO?
You only live once.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it was that candy with caramel in it. I love those.
Those are Rolos.
Those YOLOs are unbelievably good.
Those are actually really good. It is the perfect consistency of chocolate and caramel.
Can't get a better candy than YOLO.
No. And you know what? You can throw one to your friend.
Yeah. Oh, they're delicious.
Yeah, you can throw a YOLO to your friend. It's chocolate caramel. Something. Remember the song?
Yeah, I don't remember the song.
Do you guys remember the song?
No, I don't remember the song.
You can throw a YOLO to your friend. It's chocolate caramel. Really? You guys don't remember that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I had a song.
No.
Oh, wait.
You can roll a YOLO to your pal. It's chocolate covered caramel.
Oh, that's delicious.
Roll a YOLO to your gal.
It's chocolate covered caramel.
YOLO, chewy caramel.
Yes, it is.
I love it.
It's chewy.
Who is that woman in that thing?
It's chocolate caramel.
She sounds like that old cook that died. what was her name?
Julia Child.
Julia Child.
Yeah, she does.
That's what it sounds like. She's doing the Rolo commercial
stuff.
Crazy. So Ralphie, day two, looking good. He's in Moab now. This kid's going to be on the road with his girlfriend for 2 more weeks.
They're going to fight.
Holy moly.
They're going to fight.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought today we would do, if you don't mind, you know how like Slacker, they're doing readings from some kind of diary or something, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought today we'd do readings from Jamie's notes last night.
All right. Okay. We can do that.
I thought it would be...
You got one you want to read right now?
Let's see here. Sure. Elliot Sock in the Pants. That's all I got.
Elliot Sock in the Pants. Think about that, folks. Now, keep in mind that Jamie went out last night with the girls because they are planning a bachelorette party and everything, you know, has to be worked out.
Right.
Then the meeting lasted a while, okay? Yeah. It went into the wee hours. Mm-hmm. And Jamie took some notes from the meeting last night.
Sure did. Yeah.
Now, what was the clue again?
The clue is Elliot Sock in the Pants.
Elliot has a sock in his pants.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Who's Elliot?
So I guess he was a guy that Kylie went to school with, and he put a sock in his pants.
End of story.
I was gonna say one of the guys from down under.
End of story.
No, he had a sock in his pants in high school. And,
we all?
He was known as Elliot Sock in the Pants.
I mean, didn't we all?
Yeah,
come
so
on,
I'll just
man.
Mark that one off.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. All right, there you go. The first reading from the diary this morning. I've never heard the Slacker Diary thing. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I honestly don't either.
Who wrote the diary?
It's supposed to be one that Slacker found at like a park or something, and then
he
found it, but yeah, okay. And then he. I'm just sorry. I'm trying to remember.
Dude, you're blowing it.
And then they just read from it every day. Apparently, she's like a cheater and stuff.
Yeah, apparently.
It's like a woman's stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll just turn your mic off. Okay. Thank you, Spadil.
I don't know. Anyway, I'll read from my own.
Jamie found one, too, last night. Somebody had a sock in their pants.
It's called vodka.
All right, quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget to get your tickets. That Powerball, man. Woo-wee.
Yeah.
$1.7 billion. Will we win? Probably not. But... I like thinking about it.
I won $8.
You won
$8? Yeah, $8 on my own
ticket.
Oh, good
for you.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Well, how do you win $8 and we have 100 tickets in our pool and we can't win but $12?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, I got the Powerball. I got 22. I got the Powerball right. So, and then I did the double thing or whatever.
The multiplier.
So that was like $6. And then on my other ticket, I had...
Powerball should pay more than that.
It doesn't.
It should, shouldn't
it? I know it should.
I mean, that's the toughest number of all.
Yeah.
Because they throw all the numbers back in for the Powerball.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, so. What a, don't send this over to the lottery, but what a ripoff.
I got the 22 and I played the double play or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Power play.
Yeah. So it gave me $6. And then on the other ticket, I had two numbers right. And that gave me like $2 or something like that. So.
This thing may hit $2 billion before the drawing.
I know.
It might. It just might. All right. Big break.
Big break.
Rather, we'll be right back after we take this break. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Oh my God, you guys. The girls last night, we were talking about this. Y'all gotta see it. It's so good. It's on Netflix. It's called Unknown Number. And it's terrifying. It's awful. It's crazy. It's Unknown Number, and it's about a girl in high school and her boyfriend, and they were catfished, basically. And that's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
But it is...
A lot of people talking about this.
Yeah, and it's a true story. Yeah. It is absolutely a true story. In fact, the people that are on it are all the real people. It's a true story, and it is...
It disturbing?
Is, oh, my God. I don't want to give away a lot, but yep. That's
what, we almost watched it last night because it popped up and it started playing the trailer. I was I want to start it right now.
I mean, we had like a full-on discussion about it last night, all of us. Like,
what's it called again?
It's called Unknown Number.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's about a girl in high school and she gets catfished. Right. And she gets text. I mean, I can tell you this part. She gets the most horrific text on the planet. Just awful stuff.
Okay.
Some that say, like, take your own life. Things like that.
Okay.
And so it's worth the watch. That's all I'm going to say. It's called Unknown Number. Again, it's on Netflix. Okay. Speaking of television, I guess the new trailer for Landman dropped. Is that right?
Yep.
Landman. And it will start season 2, November 16th. I don't have that, but I don't have the trailer for you. Also, Schmidl, speaking of that, will you grab that trailer? Will you also grab Charlie Sheen talking about how he's really sad that he caused himself to get fired from 2.5 Men. He said he attributes it to his struggles with addiction. In a recent interview, he acknowledged that his actions led to a different life path and that he still experiences moments of shame. He also says that the importance of self-forgiveness is really, really important and noted that many people have forgiven him, but he must forgive himself. Man, he was off the rails, wasn't he?
He was.
That is insane.
Yeah. Everybody thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he even lost all his teeth.
He was all zoned out.
Yeah. He was on so many drugs, his teeth were falling out.
Yeah.
That was just.
It didn't look like he was going to stop. He just kept going week after week after week.
Crazy.
But he got through it.
He did. And so.
Good for him.
The other one is, I guess, you know how my son was an intern this summer at the DOD?
Yep.
Well, now, I guess. He's going to be next year an intern at the DOW. What? What
is Dow? What?
Yeah. I guess Trump wants to rebrand the Department of Defense to the Department of War.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's going to be a little pricey. You know, renaming all that stuff. Redoing the website, you know, the shirts,
you
all the stuff.
You think you learned from Cracker Barrel.
Right?
Yeah, you would think. That's what I thought. I mean, did you learn a lesson here at Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, spending $700,000 to rebrand something.
$700 million.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
What's it, $700,000?
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, so it's going to be a little costly, but he, I guess he wants to show that we're more puffy in the chest, and so we will be called the Department of War. Giorgio Armani, as you know, yesterday, he died at the age of 91. This is what the sad part is, why I'm telling you again, is that they had planned a huge 50 years of Giorgio Armani Fashion House celebration this month, at Milan Fashion Week, and he died.
Yeah.
And there was a big celebration for him planned.
Yeah. Wasn't there one, though, last month that he didn't show up to it?
I don't know about
that. Yeah, there was one in June, too. They had a big celebration, and he couldn't show up because he was so ill.
But, you know, so it's Milan Fashion Week or whatever, and they were having this big thing planned for him. But you know what? It was a good life. 91.
91 years old?
That's a good life.
And this guy lived a real life.
Right? Yeah, so he's fine. Facebook, he's not fine. He's dead. But Facebook is bringing back the old poke. Remember the poke thing?
Yeah.
I guess it's going to give it a modern twist. Now there's a clear, dedicated poke button on users' profiles, and you tap it, and the person gets notified on their profile. Because right now it's just in the DMs, right? Yeah. So I guess right.
So you can poke people again?
You can. Well, you can still poke people in the DMs.
Oh, yeah.
But now you can do it, I guess, on their front page, on their profile.
Oh,
you
cool.
So ridiculous.
It's so dumb.
Let's get back to poking.
Yeah,
they don't even
get it. Yeah, and there's even a playful poke. Playful. Oh. There's even a poke count. Nobody wants to see my number. Also, the Seattle Seahawks, because, you know, it's football season. I don't know if this is a great idea. It's kind of smart, but it's also scary for those cops. So they're doing this thing with the police officers in Seattle, and they're going to put them undercover, and they're going to look like opposing fans, and they're going to put them in the stands. So they can...
What's the purpose?
Because I guess everybody's getting really rowdy and fighting all the time and all this stuff. But the thing is, they're going to have guns on them. If there's an opposing fan and he has a gun on him, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't get the purpose of it all.
Well, it says undercover police officers will be stationed throughout the stadium disguised as fans of the opposing team to identify and intervene in disruptive behaviors such as drunkenness, harassment, or interfering with the game. It aims to enhance safety and maintain order among the spectators.
I would think it would be safer if you made them Seattle Seahawks fans instead of the opposing team,
right?
Yeah. Don't you think? Yeah. I mean, because if you make them the opposing team, it's almost like you're inciting something.
Yeah, it's tagging.
I mean, you got the guy next to you. He's fit 15 beers in, and you're part of the opposing team sitting over there with a gun.
You're going to get heckled.
It seems like you would make them the same team, home team.
And then finally, I'm glad this happened. If you didn't see this, it went viral yesterday. It was really rude. So these people at the Santa Barbara clinic, they did a video. And you know that rollout paper over, like, where you sit to go to a doctor? It's that rollout paper for sanitary issues. Anyway, they took pictures. They took pictures of the fact that people had peed on it. Or maybe sweated on it or whatever. And they were taking pictures from the clinic going, hey, thanks for leaving us this surprise. Hey, guess what this is? Whatever. They were all fired. They were all fired, which they should have been. It was just weird. Yeah. It was a weird video. I didn't get it. I was like, so what? Somebody sweat.
And to shame people for something
like that. I know, right? They're sick. I mean, that's what you do that for a living, exactly. You weirdos. Oh, my God. Yeah, anyway, that's all. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Bar Bingo is a week from tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Downtown. More details right here.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday. A little cloudy out there. It's going to be cloudy all day. A little bit cooler, too. 70 for a high. Picture perfect going into the weekend. There's a lot going on this weekend. Dude, you got that Food and Wine Festival. God. You got football. You got all kinds of things going on.
September is just a zoo. I don't know. I mean, it's just a zoo. It's just very busy. I got a bachelorette party. I got parents' weekend in California. We have bar bingo. It's just very, very busy.
It is busy. Yes. Going to be a busy weekend, too. Broncos kick off this weekend.
Yep.
Tennessee Titans are here. They need to win that game big time. You got CU. They're playing Delaware.
Delaware? What about CSU?
They are playing Northern Colorado.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. So I've got them all rounded up here. So they're all set to go this weekend. So last night, the official football season kicked off with the NFL. A player got thrown out at the very beginning of the game, Jamie, because he spit in another player's face.
Oh, that's not nice.
Is that the most disgusting thing ever?
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got these two players. They're face-to-face, and they're arguing about something that happened in the play. I don't know. And he spits in his face. I mean, you can see it right there on TV.
Yeah, the video was
it's
gross.
It's awful.
That is gross.
I saw it as it happened.
What team was that?
What? Philadelphia.
Oh.
Yeah, those Eagles. They're dirty players anyway.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Boys to Men did the national anthem. They were terrible.
Oh, no.
They were terrible.
What?
I've got it here.
I'll make love to you. Remember if you want me to, right? Didn't they sing that song?
Their harmony used to be so damn good. What happened?
Let's hear it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Now, we'll say the internet is calling it the worst ever. It's not the worst ever.
No,
okay?
Not the worst ever,
it's not great, But it's not the worst ever.
Yeah.
There's been some bad ones.
There's been
out
some
there.
Really bad ones.
Really bad ones. Really. Speaking of singing, yesterday or midnight last night, Justin Bieber's album dropped.
Oh,
right?
Thank goodness. I know you were excited about that. You were waiting. Weren't you doing the countdown and everything?
I stayed up.
Yeah.
Stayed up last
Justin
night.
Justin Bieber.
I never stay up past 6:30. Okay.
Right.
But I stayed up till midnight last night for the drop of this Swag 2.
Yeah, Swag
and
2.
That's
yeah,
Swag
you're like,
1
oh
was
my
phenomenal.
God, you couldn't wait.
Yeah, well, how do you beat Swag 1?
Exactly.
Is what I kept thinking. So I got to hear this, right? So I'll play you a couple of clips. This is a song called Love Song that dropped at midnight. And again, I'm very sleepy this morning. It's a magic trick. I gotta make a habit of this. I wanna reach your love song, baby. Right, that's pretty cool, huh? I wanna reach you a good one. You can't stop singing to me. I wanna reach you a love song, baby. Yeah, that's some Swag 2 for you. Swag 2.
You know, it's a good. I like this song. I don't understand all the instrumentals in it.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
That
in
is
it. There's a lot.
Lot
happening.
That's a shame because I think it's really, really good. But if it didn't have all that stuff in it, you know,
yeah,
there's a lot of instrumental.
Sounds like there's some bongos in there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
know if you need the bongos, Bieber.
Is there a different edit or is that all they've released?
That's the only one I got this morning. That's the only one.
It's like a jam session.
Let's try this one. Mother in You. Okay. Mother in You. Now remember the moment at 2 in the morning, a sober reflection. He ran out of words, so that
I
was.
I know. What is that? 4 times in a row?
Mother and you.
Yeah.
A little too much.
Yeah, Mother and you. Yeah.
Tough time writing that one. Yeah. Okay. Remember, this is Swag 2.
Yeah.
Oh,
right? Okay.
Not like one. All right. This one's called the Speed Demon.
Okay.
Speed Demon. Keep checking
his chickens.
Choking his chicken. What did he say there?
I'm actually being serious. Did he say he's checking his chickens?
I have no idea what he's saying. Right. I don't know. Here we go. Let's do it again. I think every artist, when they come out with new music, needs to put a chicken song on. You know? Speed Demon from Justin Bieber.
All right, so I'm looking at the words. It says, keep checking these chickens. Yeah. So it is the word chicken.
Let me hear that again. That's what we thought it said. Keep checking these chickens. Maybe he's got chickens now.
What's the, when is the chicken part? I don't, it's a good song. That's a shame he put chickens in it.
I've ruined it for you.
Like
yeah, a little bit,
eggs.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, there you go, yeah, little Justin Bieber. Keep checking these chickens. And I go speed racing with a chicken.
That is interesting. That's some marijuana for you.
I think that chicken song's going to get him out of debt.
Maybe
that might work.
That'll hit it,
that
I guess.
Might
yeah.
work. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, and get this. There's a rumor this morning that the location of the wedding has been leaked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they had a date or a location.
No, well, the date's not been set yet as far as I know, but there's a rumor this morning that it's being reported that it's going to happen in Rhode Island at that mansion she has.
Oh, okay.
$28 million mansion that she had, that big slide out there in the front yard.
Yep.
Remember that place? It's a nice place.
It is a nice place. Yeah,
and they say the wedding's going to happen there. I guess an insider leaked it.
Well, the only thing is, though, the reason why she bought that place is to, like, live next to that Kennedy kid. Remember, they called...
Say what?
Yeah, so they accused
her... No boyfriend?
Yeah, of stalking.
Why? You can't get married there.
That's what I'm saying.
That is wrong.
That seems
if
like
I'm
a weird
Travis,
place.
I put my foot down on this one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because that's the rumors. She bought it because she's obsessed with that Kennedy kid.
So, I hope they don't get married during football season.
Because this is about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch football.
Yeah.
I don't want this to take away from it.
We actually have some audio where Travis Kelce is talking about all the changes or whatever. Or what is this one, Schmidl?
Mm-hmm.
It's how his life has improved since meeting Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You want to play it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get it here. Hang on one second. Right, I got fire.
Can you kind of describe what how your life has changed here? And is there a difficulty to focus on everything on the field? Is that a challenge for you?
Well, engaged.
There we go. Exactly. I got one more ring from it. I would say, two if we're counting the first Super Bowl. I would say, I've ever since I've been dating Taylor, life has been fun. You know, it's been exciting. Obviously, a lot more eyes, and I accept that. But it's just, I'm living life. You know. Living on a high,
it's
I guess.
It's a dream, dude.
Yeah.
Is this the last dance?
For who? For me? Man, it's the last one on the contract right now, but I'll tell you what, I'm feeling young and I'm feeling ready to rock, baby.
Ready to rock.
So he's saying he won't retire.
If you read into that, yeah.
He's leaving the door open for sure.
Schmidl, you should find where he does an impression of Patrick Mahomes. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
He does such a good job. Travis Kelce does an impression of Patrick Mahomes. He's like talking like this.
I mean, they hang out enough. He should have it down.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. Good for them. I'm glad they're, going to get married. Yep. Everything's going
to
be beautiful.
And he seems to be very happy. Yeah. Very happy. I hope he has a miserable season. I really do. I really do. Downhill. That he's forced to retire.
Right?
They just tell him to get the hell out of here. One of those seasons,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Everybody is talking about the Powerball, man. $1.7 billion. A lot of money. A lot of money.
And lots of money.
Could go to $2 billion before the weekend's over.
Did you see that list of everything you could buy and all that crap? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Whatever. I've got my own wish list, don't you?
Yep.
We all do.
Is, yeah.
I think we're all dreaming of it. $1.7. Oh, they put out the winnings from Wednesday night here in Colorado.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
The locations?
There was nothing close to us.
Yeah.
That I remember. It was
Arvada, Estes Park, and...
Oh, good for Arvada.
Castle
yeah.
Rock.
Castle Rock in Arvada. Yep, nice
go.
Job. Wow. Where was it in Arvada?
What Arvada, kind of... I think it was King Supers. There was two King Supers, Castle Rock and one in Arvada, and then another one was a Safeway in Estes Park.
Wow.
According to this, it was a $1 million ticket purchased at a Safeway store in Payton.
Okay,
Payton. Two tickets worth $50,000 each. King Supers, Castle Rock. So two. And then Hearts, Gas, and Food in Estes Park had a ticket that was a few thousand dollars, too.
And what about the Arvada one?
It does not say Arvada.
Oh. Mm-mm. Carson, you said Arvada.
They said Arvada on the news.
I don't know. It's not on here.
Maybe,
well, no, it says Payton. I don't know where Payton's at. I just remember it was someplace that was away from here.
Maybe it's right on the out fringe of Arvada or something. I don't know.
Who, Payton?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Like, you know, like Franktown, kind of like by Castle Rock, kind of like that.
Yeah, maybe I don't
like
even
that.
See. I don't even see Castle Rock on here.
You read it.
Parker?
Oh, Parker.
It looks like Payton is. Payton's in Colorado or near Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Well, that's the wrong direction.
I don't know. I'm going based on what I.
No,
what
I believe you.
Yeah, right, according to this report. That's, anyway, the bottom line is this: even if you don't win the jackpot, there's big money to be won.
Yep.
If you can get three or four numbers along with that Powerball, you could still cash in for a few thousand dollars, probably.
Yeah, okay? And if you get the Powerball, you get like $6.
Yeah. Jamie got it.
Yeah.
So. Man, she feels like she got screwed on that
I
one.
Too.
You should pay more. If you get the Powerball, you should get at least $100.
I agree with you.
Okay, I'd say a grand. With it being this big.
My God.
Who's getting all this money? Somebody's getting this money,
the
right?
The lottery, I think.
All right, this tin can thing. I don't know much about it, okay? But I guess it's a new for kids
well, here's
security
the thing.
And
Here's the thing. Here's what it is. I'll explain it to you. So the deal is kids are getting addicted to their phones, to the screen time, right? So this group of guys, it's a startup out of Seattle. And what they did is they created pretty much the simplest phone you could ever have in your life. It's a Wi-Fi phone. That way parents still feel comfortable giving their kid a phone, but it doesn't have the screen time on it. They can't look at, you know, at websites and stuff like that, but they can call their parents and they can call their friends, basically. So here's the actual commercial for it.
Introducing Tin Can, the new school landline for friends. It's just like our old phones with no texting or games. And it has all the other regular phone things too, like buttons and twirly cords. And well, you know, you talk into it.
Hello.
But unlike your old landline, Tin Can plugs into a regular outlet, not a phone jack, and connects to your Wi-Fi. There's even an app for parents to control which numbers call in and out. So no stranger danger. You can also set callable hours. Lights out, phones off. It's a plug-in-the-wall phone for friends to call friends and parents and friends' parents and some other friends, grandparents, or even 911.
What's your emergency?
And probably these guys are going to make a fortune off of this.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. The system we have is pretty good, too, because ours is a tablet, but you can control the time spent on the tablet, you know, on how much money or how much time you give your child. But they can also make a phone call, call a friend, call me, call his grandmother, whatever he wants to do. So that's a pretty good system, too. But this Tin Can thing, I guess it's taking over by storm right now.
I just can't believe how addicted kids are to tablets. It is insane.
But look how adults are.
It's a real addiction for these children, like for little kids. It's real. You should see my girlfriend when she takes away the tablet from her son, how he acts.
Oh, I mean, the mood swings, the tantrums are insane. And it's funny because I've been looking into studies as well because little Debbie's kind of using it a little bit, not a lot. But I can tell when she's been using it, even maybe 30 minutes after, you can tell that she's just in a different mood.
And then she wants it back.
Exactly.
She wants it back. So, yeah. So this is a really good idea. These startups, he said, the guy that started it up, he said that he was outside and all the parents were at the school complaining about their kids don't go outside anymore. They stay on their tablets and they're addicted and they're raging when they take them away. But they still want them to be able to contact their friends to play and, you know, their parents, so that's why he created it.
24/7, man.
Yeah.
Frog, 7 years old, and he would do a tablet, phone, whatever, 24/7.
My son, I told you this, my son still... I found that lockbox I used to put his phone in, and it had a timer on it. And so you put it on, so however much homework he thought he had or whatever. So I put it on like 3 hours. And he said, oh my God, I can't believe you still have that lockbox. And I was like, why? He's like, I have PTSD just looking at it.
He's traumatized.
I know. He hated that thing.
It's not just small kids. It's teenagers. It's adults. That's everybody. We're just so addicted to them. I was driving home yesterday. I'm in a lane on C-470. And here comes a car, and I can see it approaching. It's moving pretty good, about to go around me. The lady goes around me, and she is doing 75 to 80, and she's got her phone right in her face, looking at the phone as she's driving. You see it all the time.
All the time.
It's unbelievable.
Well, you know, I told you we play a game when we see people swerving. Phone, drunk or old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
When we go buy them.
And most of the time, it's actually a phone.
It is. It is. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Friday. The weekend's almost here. A lot of football. You got the Broncos kicking off the season. They got to win, man. That happened Sunday at Mile High.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I was, so last night, some of my girlfriends and I, we got together to plan Taya's bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Or as we call it, the Taya I Do Crew.
Ooh.
Yeah, isn't that good?
The I Do Crew.
Yeah, hashtag the Taya I Do Crew. Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
You need shirts.
Thank you. I know. Well, we started with Cougar Crew, but that offended her because she is, 12 years older than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
the I Do Crew better.
I scratched it out, Cougar Crew.
You don't want Cougar Crew, I guess.
Yeah, so the Taya I Do Crew. Anyway, so I'm going to read one of my notes from last night, okay? Ooh. And this, again, we're planning her bachelorette party. And we switched it from Nashville to Vegas because the hour changes and she can't leave until 2. And so, you know, it just works out better to go backwards in time than forward in time, right?
Gotcha.
Because it's a quick wink hit. All right. So here is, if you want to read this.
Hang on one second. Sure,
yeah,
my
eyes. Well, right. Just read it.
No one wanders off.
That was my notes.
I had to get closer. I couldn't see
it. Oh, gotcha. So you have readers on.
Yeah, but they're for up close. They're not for across the hall. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Why don't you get glasses?
I just haven't gone. Oh, I need to go to the optawada.
The
ophthalmologist.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I need to go. But
didn't you have
anyway,
LASIK?
I did.
How'd that work?
It stuck around for about 10 years.
Oh, that's good.
And then... Yeah.
Anyway, No One Wanders Off is from my book here.
What's that for?
So Taya goes, all right, you guys. Here's the thing about Vegas. Sometimes I wander off. And we're like, what? And she's like, sometimes I see a machine and my eye catches it in the corner and I just leave. She goes with her fiance and I just leave him and he doesn't know where I am.
Yeah.
So she's like, we all have to put find my phone on each other's phone. And I go, how about this? How about nobody wanders off? Let's just make a rule.
Everyone has a buddy.
Yeah.
You stick to the buddy system.
That's hard to enforce, though. Everybody's had that friend that just at a party disappears.
Yeah.
And they don't tell anybody. I'll tell you somebody that was notorious for that. Remember Steve from Slacker and Steve?
Oh, yeah. He always
Steve Weed. Steve Weed, you could go to any function.
That is true.
Am I right about this?
You are right.
And it was just who the guy was. You could have this policy of no wandering off, Steve. Do not wander off. He'll still do it. All right. But you can show up to any function, and this guy, you're looking around the room like, well, where the hell did Steve go? Anybody
right.
seen
and
Steve? Just leave. Never tell a soul.
Well, I just wrote down, I yelled at all of the girls. I was like, no, we're just not wandering off. We don't need to find my phone or whatever. We just don't leave.
Yeah, and Vegas is not a good place to wander off.
No, it's not. No, it is not. I'll tell you that.
Shady places.
So then last night I realized because I'm the maid of honor, that I have to do the speech.
Oh, yeah.
I have to do a speech. And so, the best man does one and then
I
do
one.
You
should be good at that.
Well, here's what I got so far. Age is just a number.
Okay. It's good to lead with that, I feel like, yeah.
Right. You know,
I don't know if I'd go that route, though.
I was thinking that. So as I'm sober today, I feel like that might be rude.
Yeah, I don't think I'd start with age. That's a bad word to start with.
Well, or I can take some from Bob White, which is my dad. Here's what he said at my wedding, because my husband was older than me. So it'll be great because, she'll be changing diapers and Depends.
Yeah.
So I could go with that because she's like 15 years, something like that, older than Brandon. And so, look, Brandon will be changing diapers and Depends. How about that? That was a good one.
No.
All right.
I wouldn't go there either if I were you.
He'll be dropping the baby off at the kindergarten and her off at the senior citizen home.
No.
Arts and crap.
Both are going to daycare.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go that route either.
All right. Well, I'm working on it. So,
it's a work in motion right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I thought I'd be like, rawr, and I'd dress like a cougar. Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though, how ideas this morning don't look the same as last night at 10 p.m.?
No, they really don't. They really
you have those moments, where it sounded so funny last night.
Although, I will tell you, knowing that there is a news anchor out there with a Barbara Bush is hilarious to
me. All right.
So, my girlfriend, I guess, and this one chick, I'm not going to say names, but I guess she was a partier at a certain college or whatever. Yeah. And my friend, her best guy friend, dated this news anchor that's on the news right now. Not right now at this moment, but he's on the news. And I guess he said it was just a jungle out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like,
life's a jungle.
And then my other girlfriend at the table goes, well, what's wrong with that? And we are like, lost it. We're like, wait, what do you mean? And she's like, I'm all natural.
Yeah.
Things you didn't know before.
Exactly.
Man, I wish I could have gone to this party.
sounds like a hoot. All right. I talked about this earlier, that Travis Kelce did an impression of Patrick Mahomes, and it is dead on. Here it is. Number.
Planted this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again. And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh man, it was crazy. It was it was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
It's pretty good.
He's got the raspiness. Yeah, even
I know.
Of it.
It's pretty funny. It was funny. I guess Travis Kelce did not know where Brazil was. And so Patrick Mahomes told everybody, like, the funniest thing happened. Travis had no clue where Brazil was. And so then that was his get back at him. Yeah. Let's see here. Brett Favre, he is talking. I guess it's a football segment right now, you guys. But anyway, Brett Favre was talking about, remember that welfare scandal? That is such a bizarre story. And it was like in Mississippi or somewhere. It doesn't matter. Anyway, and he stole money from all these people. Well, he finally is opening up about it. Here it is, number 5.
The controversy when you're with the New York Jets, the controversy here in Hattiesburg with welfare situation in the university is all one-sided. I mean, you got crushed in that documentary. Mm-hmm. At the end, it said we asked Brett Favre for an interview, and he said no. Why did you decide to not?
Well, they didn't ask, first of all. But if they would have, I would have said no. First of all, that was almost 20 years ago. Are you that desperate that you got to rehash something that has been dealt with and moved on from? In the welfare deal, you know, I'm still under a gag order, unfortunately, that has been in place for probably 4 years now. So I can't defend myself even if I wanted to. But I know this, the truth will come out. I can't talk about it right now. But for those who jump ship and call me everything, what your view of me being a criminal or whatever will definitely change. For the haters out there, I think about it sometimes. You know, damn, I thought he did it. It sucks because I can't talk about what I know.
It's such a bizarre story. It's just how he got involved in a welfare scandal, I will never understand. Yeah. It's just so bizarre. Anyway, Landman, the trailer is out. It's season 2. It starts November 26th on Paramount Plus. Here it is.
You know what you're saying?
I wrote a speech, but I'm not sure that's what I'm going to say.
Well, you better figure it out fast. The president of every bank is in that room.
I called this luncheon to squash the rumors and to offer you a warning. The only difference between me and my husband is I'm meaner.
So just another day.
Just another day, Pop. She owns a company, but I run it. Situations like this have to come to a head before it resolves itself. It's about to come to a head.
How do you know?
Because I'm about to take it there. I'm definitely going to have to start drinking again.
So, you know, the thing is with Landman, it was so good. The first season was so, so good. I got completely involved in it. And then I forgot about it, and I didn't watch the very ends of it. Like it had 3 episodes left.
Oh, we'll still finish it.
Right? I know. It's like, what? It's really good. Anyway, so season 2 is out. Well, it's not
November
out.
November 16th.
November 16th. Okay. Let's hear. And then finally, this is a weird story, you guys. Boxing legends Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather Jr. to fight. What do we think about this?
Money grab.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, we've seen Mike Tyson. He can't get in the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to be another debacle, just like the last one was.
They're just going to dance around.
I can't believe anybody would order this.
Mike Tyson, he'll be 60 years old at the time of the fight, has expressed surprise that Floyd Mayweather wants to actually participate, saying it could be detrimental to Mayweather's health. Mayweather, who retired with an undefeated 50-0 record, emphasized that the exhibition will not affect his professional record and aims to provide fans with a memorable experience.
Do they give a date yet, or just an announcement?
Spring 2026.
Yeah. Spring? I don't think it will happen.
Here's all I'm going to say is that those guys are both so crazy and have so much brain damage that, to me, what if they get in there and forget that it's just an exhibition and, like, Mayweather just knocks him out, you know?
I'd be here for it.
I mean, that's what I'm worried about, because no matter what, it's the male ego, right? And they'll get in there and Mayweather's just like, bam! I don't know. So we'll see what happens. By the way, the exact date, location, and broadcast details have not been announced yet. So there you go. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the weekend almost here.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are live. Just want to make a quick announcement here with Bar Bingo being a week from tonight. If you got in with Alice1059.com, got in the portal, and you got your information in there and you submitted, you're in. You're on the list. Now, a lot of people have been contacted, confirmed. There's a few people that still are dangling and will get contacted.
Well, she had to contact She had to contact 1,000 people, which is crazy.
I can't believe we're at where we are right now.
With this technology, I can't believe we don't... That she had
unbelievable.
She has to email 1,000 people.
She's got 800 already, and another 200 or 300 just waiting to hear back from her, which you'll get that. Talked to Tricky Vicky yesterday, and she said, "I'm on it, ma'am. I got this, BJ. Watch me." And I believe her. She's on it, all right. So you're going to hear back from her, and we expect you to be there a week from tonight. We will be downtown.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Tom's Watch Bar. It's from 7 till 9. The prize list, it's long. We have a lot of prizes to give away, including a flyaway, Salt Lake City, Benson Boone.
Yep, next
Tons
Friday.
Of crap. Woo! Tons of crap. All right, we'll see you there.
BJ and Jamie.
I like it. I like it. It's fall, y'all. Feeling good. Feeling good.
I didn't know we're on there. It's fall, y'all. It's 55 degrees, and it is like rainy and fally.
Yeah, it's going to be cloudy all day today. I think the weekend's pretty much going to be really nice, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, even for the Bronco game. You're a big fan of Shark Tank, aren't you?
Huge.
They released some audio yesterday. Pete Davidson's going to be on the show. He's not a host or anything. He's begging for money.
Oh, he is? What did he develop?
He needs $500,000, $500,000 for a sock company.
Wait, we've already done socks with Rob Kardashian.
He's got a sock company called Double Soul.
And
he's looking for $500,000. And some people are saying that, hey, dude, you're worth $4 million. Come on, pony up yourself. You know?
But you don't want to use your own money.
No, you don't want to use your own money. I don't blame him at all. If you can get some people to invest in it, I mean, that's what capitalism is all about, right?
Yeah, when you do a startup and you get other people's money and then they take usually 5% or whatever of what? What?
You just hit me.
What?
You want to get in the sock business?
No, my son has 2 startups, so I'm really...
You're tapped out right now?
Yeah. No. He doesn't use my money. He uses venture capitalist money.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is my son has taught me so much about the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, how he has to give 5% of his company to these venture capitalists. Yeah,
now, Pete Davidson, he must be expecting the socks to go big. Really big.
Well, look at Bombas or whatever it's called.
Bombas.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah.
And they cost a lot of money.
Yeah. Life changers.
Yeah, not really.
I love them.
I have them, and I didn't really. They're not life changers for me, but
I love them.
Good socks.
They're a little hug for your foot.
A little hug for your foot for a lot of money. $10 a sock.
They're just a little hug for your foot.
He's looking for $500,000, and he'll give you 4% of the company.
Okay.
That doesn't sound like a lot of the company to me.
Well, 4%. If it makes it, it depends what they make.
Yeah, like I said, he's probably expecting big things. Here he is. They released the audio. It's not aired yet. It's the premiere of the new season of Shark Tank.
No.
No way.
How's it going?
Much better now.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, Sharks. I'm Ben from New York.
Hi, I'm Pete, and we are seeking 500 grand for 4% for our company, Double Soul.
Sharks, before Double Soul, buying socks felt like a major compromise.
Yeah, you know, you usually get socks at Foot Locker. There's that big bin. You get a 20-pack. They're kind of lifeless.
Sharks, this isn't an athletic sock. It's not a novelty sock. We took the best of both worlds and created the perfect everyday sock.
Yeah, I get sent a lot of crap, and I usually give it to my cousins. I got sent Double Soul a couple years ago, and I had to meet the team, and I wanted to be involved immediately.
All right, Sharks. We picked out some great pairs for you guys to try. Excited to see what you guys think.
Who would have thought? The sock business. For Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I'm looking at them. They don't impress me. Do you know if they took the offer?
They don't say because it's the season premiere and it's yet to air, so they're not going to give that away.
I will tell you, though, I'm on their website. So you put in your email, you get 10% off your first order.
Real?
So if you want
them. Well, they're kind of expensive.
They are.
How much are they? Let's see here. So one pair of socks is $11.
Well,
you know.
Those Bombas were $20.
Yeah, but those are a little hug for your foot. Just for your foot.
Man, sock business. Business has gotten crazy.
You know my favorite socks, as long as we're going to do sock talk?
Yeah, sock talk.
My favorite socks are the ones that that I bought for everybody for Christmas, and they have eyeballs on them, right? And then they have these little arms, and in the arms they have magnets, and then they hold each other's hands. So we all had to line up.
Goofy and socks.
Everybody had their socks hold hands.
It brings everyone together.
It really did.
I do like the fact that you watch Shark Tank and you can see what makes it and what doesn't make it and the things that they reject and the things they buy into. It's pretty cool.
We have a lot of Colorado people that compete on that too.
No kidding.
Yeah, we have a lot of them. And then what I do, I don't, you know, if you watch it or not, but I record it. So then what I do is sometimes I go ahead and Google their names and their product to see before I have to, you know, watch the whole show and figure out what happened.
Best story of all is turning down Ring.
Right?
Best story ever.
I mean, and now shark that tank. Guy is a shark.
That guy, he's on the show?
Yeah, at
no
times
kidding.
As a
oh,
feature.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, as feature.
They bring him in every once
they
in a while.
They do. And shark tank. And they all turned him down because they were all billionaires and they're like, nobody will ever want a Ring camera. What is that?
Yeah. Why would you want a camera at your front door?
Exactly.
Makes no sense to us.
Yeah, they turned it down. And then Amazon ended up buying it for like $1 billion.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right, Pete Davidson, he will be on the season premiere. He's in the sock business. And I guess you can go through. What is the website? Doublesoul.com?
Yep.
All right. Buy you some socks.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Friday, headed into the weekend. Lots of football this weekend. You got the Broncos. You got CU. You got CSU. Colorado School of Mines. They're playing this weekend. You got a lot going on this weekend, folks.
You were telling me that... it's kind of rude, actually.
What?
That you think your Tennessee people are going to win.
I think that is rude.
Nope.
I think they got a chance.
Nope.
I think they got a chance to beat the Broncos.
Nope,
I really do.
They don't. Not at all.
Now, look, I'm a Bronco fan, too. If you look at my vehicle, I have magnets on there, both Broncos and Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. I like the Tennessee Titans, too. Okay? In the perfect world, for me, for this weekend, let me just lay it out for you, okay?
He's standing up, everybody.
Let me lay it out for you, okay?
He's standing up, and we're getting ready for the weekend for some football.
I would rather the Broncos win this particular game.
Okay.
Here's why.
All right.
Because the Broncos have promised this season. And they could make the playoffs. They could go a ways. Tennessee is not going to make the playoffs. They're not very good. They got a quarterback that's a rookie. He's going to be good in time, but they just drafted him. He's got to learn the system. Okay. So right now, at this stage, it would be better if the Broncos won.
This is very interesting.
I do feel like
you're torn because I saw your truck and it does have Tennessee and Broncos on it.
Jamie, it took me 3 hours to come up with that story I just gave you. I thought about this hard and long yesterday, okay? And that's the story I came up
with. So who are you putting money on?
I will put money on Tennessee.
See? Yeah. What? That's not okay!
No. Listen.
We're right here.
You get 8.5 points.
We can still be disgusted with your choices.
You get points.
I'll
take Tennessee plus 8.5 points. Now, straight up, I'd take the Broncos.
He's a shyster, I tell you.
Yeah, money talks, folks. Money. Speaking of which, we got to get in the Powerball today. And they told me they're no longer going to accept Venmo.
Oh.
I got a text yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
From Powerball Pete. He runs the Powerball pool around here.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Why won't he take Venmo?
He told me cash only this morning.
He's putting his foot down.
He goes, BJ, cash only, pal.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Venmo, come on, man. It's 2025.
Is he like, is he accepting so much money from it he'll get taxed on it? Is that what he's worried about?
I don't know what he's up to. I don't know what he's up to. But he gave me the ultimatum yesterday.
Cash
only. You're either in or you're out. And if you're in, it's cash only, BJ, pal. Yeah. He threw in pal.
He was serious stuff right there.
$1.7 billion, folks.
Nice.
1.7. You were talking about AI and how you can't believe certain things. I don't ever know. I don't even know how what turned out with that whole White House and something being thrown out the window.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it actually happened or if it's AI. Nobody knows. I have no idea. But there's a story this morning of another guy that's been found living in a crawl space of a couple's condominium.
Really?
Yeah. Can that even be possible?
Yeah, because we've read those stories before AI, before all the stuff, before all the lies.
Addicts.
People were living. Space. Yes.
Yeah. This guy is set up. They said he had a stove. How do you get a stove in there? He had a stove, a bed, TV, the whole works in a crawl space.
Well, that's why. Okay, this is going to sound. After that first story we read where a guy like was living at some chick's house, you know, and she didn't know it. She'd hear little like creaks and stuff. I have a fully furnished basement, but I never go down there. But after that story, I always go down there like once a day to make sure nobody's
just
living down
check,
there.
Yeah.
Right here. I read this story this morning. Yeah. I'm going to go home and check the attic. This couple says they kept hearing pounding, some noise.
Yeah.
They couldn't figure out what it was. Possibly raccoons or something like that that's gotten in some of the crawl space. No, they found a guy in there.
That's
and they
creepy.
Have no idea how long he'd lived there. The police came and got the guy. He had all this, you know, all this equipment down there.
And so
with
when did he move it in?
They don't know.
I'm looking at the house right now. He literally has a little apartment up there.
Yeah. He does?
Yeah. Wow.
And he's been living there for, can you imagine that? Do you find out that somebody's been living in your house this entire time?
I have somebody living in my attic. Yep.
Who?
A squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
Yeah. Little rats.
And they eat the wiring.
Yeah.
And so I have to call Ron's pest control and he's coming out to remove him. Well, he said he's going to put a trap in there first.
Yeah.
He's like, all I can do is try to trap him.
Yeah, because they're too fast.
You're better off with that than you are a guy with the meth pipe. They found meth in there, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did.
No, now, don't they, doesn't that ruin a house or something?
It can, yes.
Yeah.
I think you have to have it, you know, like...
Hazmat.
Hazmat come in, clear the place out, clean it up, or do all that. Yeah, they found some meth in there, too, and a pipe and all kinds of crap.
That's great.
Yeah. And this guy's been living there the whole time.
The whole time.
Holy
scary.
Moly. Wow. Yeah, go check your attic, folks.
No kidding.
You might want to...
BJ and Jamie.
Well, I think it's time. It's time for the update on Nile Crocodile.
Oh, God.
We do have an update, okay? Now, over the past couple of days, I'll just set it up for you, okay? And then we'll go from there. Over the past couple of days, we've brought up Nile. Nile is a guy that wants to go out with Jamie. Now, we have never seen Nile, never spoken to Nile, okay? But there's a lady here that wants Jamie and he to go out. She's, you know, a little matchmaking thing going on here. So a couple of days ago, we decided to maybe just go on air and try to figure out what does a Nile look like.
Right.
Okay, we went with redhead, we went with skinny jeans and this and that and whatever. And before you know it, we get a text on Textnado from Nile himself. He's in Hawaii.
Yep.
That raised even more questions yesterday.
Who's he with?
Yeah, who's he with? Why are you in Hawaii? It's a spot for lovers.
Right?
And you're out there, Nile, but you're trying to hook up with Jamie. So Jamie decided to do a little homegirl investigation
HGI,
that she likes to do.
HGI, homegirl investigation.
She found some pictures. Now, she found about four Niles.
Yeah.
So we had to try to figure out which one's which, but they all seemed to be married. Right.
And then I cut it down to Colorado, and then I, based on what his occupation is, and so I kept, and then it showed me that he got a hole in one once.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Yeah. Are we sure it's the same? No,
yeah.
That is the same.
No. Yeah.
What about that hideous picture of that lady that was that his wife?
Yeah, I don't know who
that
woman?
I don't know. Your competition, that is, right? Who was that woman?
I don't know.
We don't know anything about that.
No.
All right, so we went through all this yesterday. And what do you know? Lo and behold, we get to the radio station this morning, and Nile has reached out again from Hawaii. I have the text right here, Jamie.
Oh, okay. God.
And I mentioned yesterday, maybe the best way to do this is to have Nile show up at Bar
No,
Bingo.
I don't think that is the best way at all.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a dumb idea. Nobody, no. I'm not doing this publicly. No.
I've rethought.
Listen, can I tell you something? I'm not like a clown or something.
Listen.
Have Nile show up at Bar Bingo. Don't psst me. This will be hilarious.
Hey, listen. I've rethought it.
Oh, okay.
It's a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
It's a dumb idea.
It's a dumb idea.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
No, I really did, Jamie. I really thought this over, okay? Yeah. Let me read the text.
You already have ruined so many relationships in my life.
I know. You don't need me there. You don't need...
I don't need you reading anything he writes either.
You don't need 800,000 people or... 100 people. Being at Bar Bingo and them see the spectacle and all that, you know. It's a bad idea, the Bar Bingo thing.
And it's a bad idea you reading whatever he writes to me.
No, it's a great idea because I need content, man. I need something for the airwaves.
Yeah, but I had plenty in my notebook.
No, put that away for a minute.
Remember Elliot sucking his pants?
I know.
That was great. Listen,
here's the way it starts. Niall here. Yeah, he wants to be noticed quick. Jamie's research skills are awful and led her to my fat her. I don't get that one.
Father.
Father. Well, it stops at fat.
Okay.
All right. Maybe some others. Ha, I'm absolutely not married.
Okay, that's
BJ
good.
BJ was right. I am in Maui, but I'm with my mom and family.
See, you made that joke, and he is with his mom.
I said, he went to Hawaii with his mother. It turns out I was right.
Yeah, right?
He goes on to say, no romance out here to be had. Oh, and I do not play golf, unfortunately.
No. Oh, no. I love golf. I love it, but I like it.
Then he says, is handsome a good thing or not a good thing?
Handsome's good.
Okay. I think he's trying to say that he's handsome.
Yeah. Okay. No, because I called him handsome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so he's asking, is that good or bad?
Yeah. Like, is handsome, like, you know, is that a good word or a bad word?
I think it's a good word.
Handsome's
a good
word.
No. Settle down, buddy. You're getting paranoid on us. All right. Settle down. Bart Bingo, yes or no?
No.
Maybe you should take a poll.
No. The answer's no. Look. Here's the poll. No.
Got your poll right here.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Niall, we're not taking a poll. All that matters in this conversation is what Jamie says.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you for once.
Thank you. Well, Jamie, I've thought about this, and I'm being a reasonable
We're going to have
partner.
1,000 people there. I don't want 1,000 people to analyze Niall the crocodile.
No, because if it's obvious that it's like, oh my God, I'm very uncomfortable this guy's here. If you don't want to be put in that position in front of 800-900 people.
Right,
okay?
And I don't want to ruin it for them.
Right.
Because I'm, you know.
And save the embarrassment for him.
Well, and plus, you know how I am at Bar Bingo, and that's not my best look at Bar Bingo because I'm like, wow!
Yeah, it's a terrible look. It's a terrible look when you're trying to hook up.
It is because you want to be more demure.
Yes.
And at Bar Bingo, I am certainly not demure.
No. So the Bar Bingo thing is off. Yeah. Niall, don't even think about it. You're not on the list, pal. Okay? And I know that you're in Hawaii, you're listening, and you and your mom are sightseeing, you know. You might have gone to that turtle farm yesterday, but listen to me, Niall, just be patient.
Is it turtle farm in Maui?
I have no idea.
I thought that was in Cayman.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Whatever. Just listen, Niall, be patient.
You got your islands mixed up.
Get your vacation with mommy over, okay?
Mommy.
And then when you come home, then maybe, you know, behind the scenes, the more demure Jamie will exist here, and you guys can talk or something. But let's just calm our jets, okay?
Oh, my God.
Everybody calm their jets.
This is
no
so
Bar
ridiculous.
Bingo. That's not just, it's not fair to Jamie.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, thanks. Thanks, BJ.
Or to Niall.
Well, I don't even know why, like, oh, my God. See, this, none of this is going to work. None of it.
Oh,
none
I think you're going to marry this guy.
BJ's convinced. Yeah. He's already playing the wedding.
You're going to be Miss Crocodile. Now Crocodile and Jamie Crocodile.
No, there's no crocodiles, okay? There's no croc. Oh, my croc.
It's all a croc, right?
Right? I mean, like, let's just leave it alone. Let's not read anything. Niall, stop writing.
Niall, I got to be honest with you now. The more you write us, the more I'm shaking my head going, I don't know about this.
Exactly.
This is starting to look a little bad.
Exactly.
To us, you know? And I like your humor and everything, Niall.
But it's weird
but
that you're texting us.
You're on vacation with mommy.
At Maui, right?
Stop. Mommy in Maui. Think about it.
Oh, my God.
He's just shooting his shot. You got to give him a little
Well, he
credit.
Shot it in the foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how it went for him.
Right in the shorts, I think.
Right?
All right.
Oh,
well,
my God.
There's the update
right,
with
so
Niall.
Anyway, you know what? It was great while it lasted, wasn't it?
Well, it's not over. I'm not blowing this thing up just yet. I think we still have some legs in this. No.
Yeah.
Well, why are you blowing it up? I mean,
it's
don't know.
It's weird. He keeps texting.
It's not weird. He's in love.
Oh, my God.
He wants to have babies and stuff. Yeah. He's in love. You know, I understand that.
What are we on, The Golden Bachelor right now? The audio version?
How old is Niall? Do we even
51.
Know?
51.
Is he 51?
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy.
He is.
He's a good looking guy. Yeah.
And he has a great job.
And yeah.
And that's important for me.
Right.
Because the past, they have not. Yeah. So that's good.
I mean, the only black eye I see so far is being in Maui with mommy. It's kind of weird.
Just poor saying. Guy.
No, Lord. Crocodile. There you go. Little update this morning. I'm sure we'll hear from him.
DJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. How did I miss this? I got to start playing the theme song when we talk about Now Crocodile, Jamie. I can't believe I didn't think of this.
Maybe we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
Take a look
at us. Oh, Jamie and Niall.
We're standing 10 feet tall. Take a look at us now.
See you two dancing together in the moonlight in Maui. Oh, what a story. What a story. What a story. What a story.
It's just so uncomfortable.
That's one of the greatest movies, folks, of all time. If you ever get the chance to see Lau Lau
Crocodile,
you got to lock that one in.
You know, I'm going to agree with this. Hold on. Somebody wrote this, texted this. Honestly, I don't know why anyone would want to date Jamie and be picked apart live on the air. No kidding. No kidding. No kidding.
He's in Maui with mommy. Okay.
Why do you keep saying mommy?
It's called easy. A PJ torpedo.
It's easy to pick on that. Okay.
It is called a PJ torpedo. He does it every time.
He makes it easy.
Yeah, every time.
Oh, you like this guy?
Oh yeah. Watch this. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Carson. The PJ torpedo. Live in action.
I'm just trying to get you guys together.
Oh my God.
I'm just working my magic for love.
Somebody said, I'm sorry, but it made me laugh out loud when BJ thought he wrote fat her. It was father. But the way it cut it up, it went to the next.
Yeah, our text isn't the greatest.
Exactly. Yeah. Fat her.
Fat. I kept trying to find out what the next word would be.
Right.
I was wondering who he's calling fat.
Fat her.
I couldn't figure that part out.
It was fat her.
I don't know.
Her. Yeah. All right.
Anyway. Well, I tried.
Speaking of which, as long as we're talking about dating and stuff, Carson, very excited. And sorry, even though you helped me with the golden torpedo, man.
Yeah.
Very excited about the Golden Bachelor. Told me all the details about it.
No kidding.
We got two women from Colorado going to be on this.
Yeah.
Season,
really?
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
One is 65 and one is 66, and they're both looking for love.
I can't believe this crap's on the air.
It's the people love the Golden Bachelor. They love it.
That is such a...
They love it more than
trash.
But it's better than the regular Bachelor.
It's way better now because, you know, everyone on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, they're all just looking for followers now and to become influencers.
Right.
So, like, that's kind of played out. But now we got the seniors falling
but
in love.
But here's what I don't understand.
Right, and I think everybody pictures, like, their lonely grandma going on this show.
Or even their parents sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, and then, like, hooking up.
How do you get past the part knowing that with that Gary, Jerry, whatever his name was, it was all a scam? Everybody was scammed on it. The guy, from the very beginning. Yeah, it was. It was. Then he was going to marry the lady. That never happened. None of this stuff.
What part was the scam?
About him being part of his bio that he gave out. Remember, it turned out that it was completely false.
No, and a lot of people thought that he was in a relationship, but that wasn't true. The rumors weren't true. Gary's a genuine dude.
Really?
He was so looking for love. And
Fidel, can you look into those rumors real quick?
Like, yeah.
All right. Look at what was he accused of? He was accused of so-and-so. It turned out to be a big fraud.
No, he's a genuine dude, BJ.
It was all rumors. It was all rumors.
Gary, is it Gary?
Yeah.
Gary.
Gary is a genuine dude. He's not with that lady.
No, he's not because... she didn't want to move with him. And then I think I'm pretty sure he had medical issues.
Oh.
And he was in another relationship.
No.
According to the rumors.
No, he was not in a relationship.
Yes, he was.
No, that was all false.
All right. All right, Spadil, are you looking?
I'm seeing that it was a rumor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he wasn't in a relationship.
He wasn't in a relationship.
Yeah.
You ass. You don't diss on Gary.
I take it back. Gary's a genuine dude.
He's a genuine dude.
I keep up on my senior living, okay?
All right, back to the new one then. All right, let's go back to the new one.
So we have two, right, from Inglewood and Denver?
Yeah, Debbie's from Denver. She's a fitness professional. And then who's the other one? Hold on.
Debbie from Denver. I like the ring of that.
And then Cheryl, she's a former IRS employee.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think I saw where they're both roommates over at Pushing Up Daisies, that place over no, that place over there down, you know, in Inglewood.
Shady Acres or something?
No, I think it's called Pushing Up Daisies.
I don't think they call a senior living facility Pushing Up Daisies. I'm pretty sure.
BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, 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 da. There's so much going on this weekend, you guys. You know, you mentioned the Food and Wine Festival.
Tons of stuff.
Yeah, there's also like Vail, Copper, Steamboat, Frisco. They're all having their Oktoberfestuses. Mm-hmm. That's going on. Also, the 13th floor opens this on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah, it's only September 5th. They're already opening up.
I feel like everyone's in Halloween mode right now.
You think? And the weather, I guess, kind of helps the situation. But here's the ones I'm really excited about, okay? Well, and then I wanted to mention the North Pole also opens this weekend. Take your kids there.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Fantastic. And it stays open through Christmas. All right, anyway. The Tomato Fest in Fort Lupton. I'm going to that for sure. I'm going to head the Tomato Fest. The Potato Fest in Monte Vista. The Potato Fest in Monte Vista is fantastic. Do you know why?
No.
Guess what they have?
Potatoes.
Yes! But they have a mashed potato dunk booth.
Oh, no. That would be cool.
Yes!
I'd even get inside the booth to get dunked into
right?
it. I love mashed potatoes.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in just your body covered in mashed potatoes, how sexy.
Eat your way out of it.
Yep.
It's cool.
Also, a couple other things, which is the Meeker Sheepdog Competition.
Huh?
The Meeker Sheepdog Competition. They get a bunch of sheep out there, and then people bring their sheepdogs, and they have to, like, you know. Herd them.
Now, are the sheepdogs the ones that has the hair that covers their eyes?
No.
Those big dogs?
No, those are, I forgot what those are. No, sheepdogs are like really, they look like collie. Oh, wait, maybe it is.
No, a sheepdog has hair like a sheep. Yeah. A collie are herd dogs. They're called herd dogs, sheepdogs. No.
Well, this is the sheepdog championships. And I'll show you the picture they show. They show a sheepdog that's like really wiry. He's really wiry and he's standing in front of a bunch of sheep. So it's not like a...
So it's a herd dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's herd dog.
Why'd they name it wrong?
I don't know. A sheepdog, though, has the lots of hair.
Sheepdogs are really puffy, yeah.
This is what they show.
Yeah, that's a herd dog.
I know, but look what they call it. They call it the Meeker Classic Sheepdog Championship.
Misleading.
Yeah,
misleading.
Very, very misleading.
Yeah.
Yeah, sheep herding competition and sheepdog. All right, anyway, you're right. That is a bad title for that.
Well, just, common sense.
Well, you know apparently me. Not with me. I always wonder who goes to this one. The Antique Bottle Collector Show and Sale in Castle Rock.
I don't know if that's going to be packed. There's a lot of things going on this weekend, and I think that one might be a little scary.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then I know that you're going to this one because you're Native American, the Friendship Powwow.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
BJ's...
I got my moccasins right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's going to the Friendship Powwow. And then I also always wonder who goes to this. Those gem shows. GEM.
Oh.
I hear that's a big deal.
But what do you do?
I don't. You look at rocks.
Can you trade gems if you take your own gems?
I don't know.
I've never been to one. But I always know that they are a big deal. It's at the National Western Conference
show. It's a big deal.
But what do you...
This is like one of the biggest they say in the U.S.
Yeah, it's huge.
There are people that are into rocks, man.
That's it. All right, two guys I won't date. The guy that shows up at the Antique Bottle Collector Show and the guy that goes to the gem show. No, thank you. All right. I do want to tell you this. This is kind of a crazy story. Charlie Sheen is coming out with a documentary on Netflix. It starts September 10th, which is only 5 days away, and it looks so good. But here's the crazy part. That John Cryer, who was, Two and a Half Men, the other side of Two and a Half Men, played his brother. I guess they haven't talked forever. And John Cryer is actually going to be on the documentary. And they say he gets really honest about how horrific it was to work with Charlie Sheen and how it brought down his whole family. It was like his brain was just exhausted from working with him because he's always so jacked up and you never know which Charlie you were going to get.
They've got the ex-wives. They got everybody in this thing.
Yeah. And then I guess now Charlie Sheen has put out a all-points bulletin for John Cryer to call him. He said, listen, I appreciate his honesty. I'm not mad about it at all. I can't believe he was even on it because we haven't talked since, you know, my demise. And so, John, if you're out there, please reach. I don't have your phone number. Please reach out to me. You know, I want to talk to you and mend fences. So
these are good moves on Charlie's part.
It is.
You know, because he knows what a pain in the butt he was, how far gone he was, how everybody was scared for his life, in fact, and what he put everybody through at the time. But he's admitting it now, and he knows that he was that.
I agree with you. I mean, I think it is absolutely the right thing to do, and it makes him look great.
Exactly. All you got to do is just face it. Yep. Just face it and just own up to it, man.
Amazon, speaking of documentaries, Amazon is coming out with a John Candy trailer. You know, I barely remember that guy. Was he on Saturday Night Live or something? Was John?
Yeah. He was also in like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, now I know him. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you. Because I couldn't put my finger on
him. He was on Home Alone. He was the guy that drove her. He was the guy that had a band and they were driving cross country when she couldn't get on a flight. The mom, they actually drove her home.
Oh, and he was
in the original Home Alone.
He was making her crazy? Oh, no, that was a Steve Martin movie. I don't know. Anyway, here's the trailer for it. Sorry. Number three.
The minute you see his face, you're gonna smile. He was amazingly funny.
Thank you!
He was one of the top performers out of all of them.
Guess my secret to acting would be I pretend real hard.
I've made winning my whole life. And when you make winning your whole life, you have to keep on winning.
I think the weight of everything he was doing was just too much.
A hazard of this business is that it's very unhealthy for people pleasers.
You can't really do favors for people.
If you go a whole lifetime eating your feelings, drinking your feelings, smoking your nerves, it shows up.
Hollywood still reacting to the shocking news.
John Candy is dead at the age of 43.
But it's the face you put on the world that defines who you are.
Oh my God, I didn't know he died at 43 years old. Holy crap, that's scary.
We lost three at that time, if you remember. It was John Candy, John Belushi, and then you had Chris Farley.
Man, that is
all
awful.
Within a span there. Three funny guys, too. Yeah, right? Very funny.
So he was he the one that was in that Steve Martin movie where he was driving him nuts or whatever?
Yeah, that's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh,
that's
the one.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, you know what? I have early onset dementia. I diagnosed myself.
Great movie, by the way.
Yeah, great, right? Let's hear. Last thing I wanted to hit, and that was Travis Kelce does an impression of Patrick Mahomes. Here it is.
I planned for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
And Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh, man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
Yeah, Travis didn't know where Brazil was. That's got to make Taylor real, real proud.
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
My God.
They're in Brazil right now, by the way. They're playing football there tonight.
I feel like people that talk like that, like Patrick Mahomes and Powerball Pete.
Yeah.
I feel like they.
It's a vocal cord that's too tight.
Yeah, I do too. Or pants too tight.
In Powerball Pete's case.
Yeah.
All right, so, I'm done. There you go. Tell my trash.
They're playing football tonight. It's the Chargers against the Chiefs, and they're down in Brazil.
Yep.
And that's where the game's coming from tonight, and it looks a little sketchy down there.
Well, I think it is. Isn't it?
I swear. Oh my God. When you see the pictures of them down there, people are on social media saying, "What in the hell is the NFL thinking? You're putting these guys down there in those conditions?"
And not only that, but isn't it like a drug capital or something?
Cartel capital, I guess, right?
Don't leave the hotel room.
They're live from there tonight playing football. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
You mentioned a few minutes ago that there's a lot of events going on this weekend.
So many.
You got all the Oktoberfest stuff. You got
Art festivals in every, it seems like every city. There's an art festival going on this weekend.
You got that GEM, G-E-M show. That's out there, blah, blah, blah. And we went on and on because there's a lot. Food and Wine Festival. Man, here's a place you might want to go to find a dude, though.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
All right. Yeah.
You're looking for a manly man?
Yeah.
Check this out. The Bricklayers Challenge is in town.
Whoa, not the Bricklayers Challenge.
The winner will win a trip to Vegas to compete for $150,000. It's the Bricklayers Challenge Masons competition that's going on in Inglewood all weekend. They're laying brick over there.
Now,
man,
is it going to be like the red brick or is it going to be the big cement blocks?
No, no, not red bricks.
Not red bricks?
Yes, red bricks.
Red bricks, okay. Yeah, red bricks. I didn't know if it was going to be those cement blocks.
Oh, no, no. This is the real deal, man.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. It's like the World Series of, you know, bricks.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Oh, they are? Well, World Series?
It'll be held in Vegas, but it's like the qualifying for
it. This is qualifying. Yeah. This is preliminary. Well, that's going on here in town. And I think in a couple of different cities. But this is a big one here in Inglewood.
Read that headline there, Bricklayers.
Regional qualifying Colorado competition for the World Series of Bricklaying.
Whoa! Yeah. Wow.
That's hot.
That is so hot.
Hot.
It's the MCAA Association. Yep.
The what?
The MCAA Association.
What's that stand for? Masons. Competition. Association of America.
Something like that.
All right, well, that's going on in Inglewood. Jamie was just telling me about this
Mason
show.
Mason Contractors.
Contractors.
Mason Contractors.
Of America?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The show of the dentist.
Yeah.
I am fascinated by this story.
You guys, all right, so I posted about it, but they are really going off on this because there's all new series of Dateline NBC. And here, I'll just play a little bit.
Comment, five girls and a boy. I want to know her secret. When we first arrived, they just were there for us as a family. There's always kids coming and going, and everyone was welcome in their house. Jim was always the fun dad.
Jim.
He's like the perfect cool dad.
They're always named Jims.
Great with the Craig family.
They said that they were like the most loving couple. He was always out in the street playing ball with the little kids.
This is a dentist that was in Aurora that was recently convicted of murdering his wife, poisoned her, right?
Yep.
But just think about it. You don't want to go to a dentist named Jim. Right? I mean, think, what? Jim. Wait. Now, Jim's a great name for those bricklayers over there in Inglewood.
Listen.
Okay?
For
a dentist needs to have a name like Nile. That you don't have Jim, okay? That's like I'm going to the dentist today, Dr. Butch. You don't have that. Remember, you want a Nile.
No,
you want
Why do you two think you're funny? Like you said it,
laugh.
And then he was like,
he laughed. He got tickled.
Yeah, he got tickled.
He might have been reading something else. I wasn't trying to be funny.
He says he got tickled.
He got tickled over something. I don't know. He might be looking through his OnlyFans mail for all I know.
My God. Anyway, but no, because the boyfriend I had, the orthodontist in Kansas City, his name was Jim.
That's just terrible. You can't be named Jim and go into that profession.
I will tell you, because I was like, when I met him, I was like 19, I think, or whatever. And he came back to Southern Illinois with me, and he met Bob, my dad. And I took out my retainer, and I set it down, and my dad goes, "Oh, my God." I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Does that retainer have hearts all over it? And it says, I love you, Jim."
From Jim. Jim. Red. Yeah. Right, now, this doctor story, this dentist story is absolutely crazy. If you remember, Jamie, when the trial was going on, I couldn't stop talking about this off air.
Yeah.
We never really talked about it much on air simply because it was here in town.
It was sad.
Someone died. Yeah. There's family here. And so, you know, you want to be very cautious about it. But at the same time, this show tonight, I think it's going to have a huge viewing here in Colorado.
I do too. So, again, it's on Dateline and it's tonight. And it's just, I mean, all the witnesses, all the neighbors, they loved him.
Yeah.
They are like, the neighbors are in full-blown shock because they loved him.
And these guys that go off the deep end like
named
that,
Jim.
Though. Yeah, named Jim.
By the way, my Jim.
Yeah.
Cuckoo as they come.
Yeah. All dentists. I swear, man. Well, dentists are cuckoo.
No, Fancy Pants was a good orthodontist. I like
him. He's not a dentist. I'm saying dentist.
Okay.
Dentist people are bizarre.
People.
They go off the deep end.
I hope orthodontist, they drill the hell out of your mouth.
Joe. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying they're wacky, man. Something about working on the mouth.
Yeah, I guess
drives them nuts. This is on tonight, Dateline. I know it's a Friday night, not exactly the best night for something like this, but I swear I'm going to at least record it and watch it over the weekend. Yep. But I was just amazed by it. But the only thing is with a trial, it's so hard to keep up with because you get bits and pieces. And they didn't really have cameras in this particular trial. So now you're going to get it all condensed, either an hour or 2 hours, with this Dateline show.
Here's one of the headlines. What did detectives find in exam room 9?
I don't know.
Andrea Canning has the answer tonight on an all-new Dateline at 10, 9 Central on NBC.
I can't wait, Andrea. Tell us now. What'd you find?
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie?
What?
Why didn't you wear Broncos gear today? I mean, come on, man.
I did. I have a, it's white.
It's white. Carson, you don't have Broncos.
I'm wearing white.
I got nothing.
I'm on a away game.
Spadil's been wearing Broncos all week.
Got my hoodie on.
That's because he only wears one hoodie.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the only hoodie he's got.
Oh, God. And you have your hat on.
I got my hat on. Go Broncos.
I know you're playing golf today. I feel like it's the perfect day to play golf today.
I am going to play
it's
today.
It's not too hot. Yeah. It's a little cool. It's going to be perfect.
Yep.
Perfect
Time
day.
Time to tear up, man.
Yeah, tear up.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. As we told you a few minutes ago, there's so much stuff going on this weekend, so get out and do something, and have a safe weekend, man. We'll see you back here on Monday. Anything else? Oh, Powerball. Tickets. Get them. $1.7 billion.
There will be signs.
Jeez.
Right?
Be crazy.
Doesn't everybody do that? There will be signs.
If we win.
Yeah. There will be signs.
You'll see some signs. Yep. Have a great weekend.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.